Nainoa, the same thing?
Yeah, some of them just call them that.
Uh-huh.
Some of them make them thin, some of them cook them a little thicker, and they call them Nainoa.
I see.
Yeah.
And you ever call them flitters?
Yeah. I had a half-sister. They used to cook them things. He wouldn't have them once a week, and they'd cook them every Sunday morning. That was their day. Put that butter in your lungs. Then they had them cows, you know, milk. And they put that good milk, and that good butter on them. Man, you can get some good soy. You can go to town. And she cook them a thing about that high, and, you know, then they take the knife and cut them. So many, you know, so around that plate. And just take out a whole chunk and put on your plate. Man, them things would be so good and mother. Glad they would.
And did she call them flitters, or
did she call them batter cake?
What's the hard thing in the center of the cherry? You have to spit it out.
Call it a seed.
And inside a peach?
Call it a cam.
And if the peach, if the meat comes away from the kernel, what do you call that kind of peach?
Call it a crush. You can get it from the peach without peeling everything. I know what you're talking about. I
can just break it open.
Yeah.
Is that a clear seed?
Yeah, clear seed.
Yeah. And then if the meat sticks to the kernel, what do you call that?
He said it would either be a crush or anything. I don't know what you call it.
Is that a press peach?
Yeah, the press peach.
Press peach.
Yeah.
And what it would be. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled? Some beans you just pick and...
They call them snap beans.
And if you shell them,
call them peas. Yeah, say peas.
Or
butter beans.
Butter beans.
Oh, that's it. Shell all sixes, that, you know, butter beans, peas. So it takes snap beans, you don't have to shell them back, you know, to get too old, you know, and then, you know, have this butter beans.
What do you call them if they get old and you have to shell them?
Well, you just say snap beans.
Snap beans.
Yeah.
When you grow turnips and beets, they get up about this high and you use the tops. What do you call that?
You say green top green.
Greens?
Yeah.
And did your mother ever heat milk on the stove real slow to make a cheese?
Yeah, no, she never did that. She might have done it, you know, for when she's cooking out, but she never did that at home.
Never had anything like clabber cheese?
No, she never fixed it.
And you call that roasting ears or corn on the cob when you...
Call it roasting ears. Oh, you say cob. Roasting ears on the cob. Corn on the cob. That's the way to say.
And what's the little animal that's black and it's got a white stripe on its back? Shouldn't scare it. Scare it, it smells pretty bad.
Oh, you're talking about old polecat.
And a little creature that hops. Some of them stay in the water and some of them...
Like a frog, toad frog,
that's
a little frog.
On the land, it's a toad frog.
The old frog stay on the land and he don't ever go in the water, but a bullfrog go in the water.
If they live in bushes, what do you call them?
Call them, yes, a frog. Toad frog.
Toad frogs live in bushes.
Yeah.
The bug that flies around at night and lets light off.
Nightbird.
I haven't seen any around here, but there are a lot of them. They're a bug of